This is Ozarks at Large. Centerton High School, Bentonville West, or Bentonville Alliance. Just three of the many names students and teachers voted on for the new high school to be built in the Bentonville School District. An official name will be set by the school board next week. Earlier this week, the district held an open house to unveil its plans for the new high school, whatever the eventual name. A diverse crowd of about 80 stakeholders, including senior citizens, parents, and students, attended the event. It was led by the superintendent, as well as members of the project design team. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas met with the superintendent the day after the presentation, and she has this report.
From a couch inside his second-story corner office at the Bentonville School District's administration building on Tiger Boulevard, Superintendent Michael Poor says he is quite pleased with the turnout Monday evening. He says part of the enthusiasm from the community is due to the fact that a new high school has been discussed since about the turn of the 21st century. And since then, has been a large part of the community dialogue.
That I think that, first and foremost, creates that intrigue about what will this look like now. Second, a lot of people really put support towards a second high school because they wanted to have greater opportunities for students. They wanted to have two student councils. They wanted to have two different choirs, two different basketball teams, all those type of dynamics. And so they really wanted to visualize and really see that, in fact, we'll have two quality high schools now as a part of the Bentonville school system.
The community has been for the concept of a second high school for years, but turned out to show that support in September 2013 when it voted with a 70% approval rating to fund construction. The concept won in every precinct in the district. Poor also credits a trust level within the district because they handled a millage passed in 2010 so well. That vote resulted in the building of a junior high school, middle school, and an elementary. They added on to existing schools and had enhancements to technology. The first step for this project was to put together a project design team.
Their first target that they established was that they wanted to have a school that would be collaborative in nature. We feel like that is really the trend in education, to allow children to collaborate with each other, student to student, to have student-to-teacher collaboration, and then teacher-to-teacher collaboration. And so the spaces and the flow of the building really highlights that, to offer those type of opportunities. We know that collaboration really means that kids are diving into the work, and that they are being creative and innovative and project-based in terms of the type of delivery. And so we believe that this design is going to enhance that opportunity.
Officials say the learning at the new high school will be less like a grocery store and more like a kitchen. Plans for the new school show each department, like math, social studies, science, and English, in a pod of its own. Classrooms are set up along the perimeter of each pod, with a shared learning or career pathways space in the middle. Teachers will also have a work area.
As an example, in a science lab, you might have the med prep type lab, and it will be very visual, so kids can be looking into that lab and seeing the things. We hope that spurs kids to want to maybe look into that type of approach or be a part of it. On the other end of it, we will have things like a cooking lab that actually will have kids leaving that lab with certification to be a part of culinary type programs.
Poor says academics in Bentonville have always been stressed and believe these new academic spaces will create an opportunity for project-based learning and promote the aforementioned collaboration. The building will be two stories and shaped like an L, with the inside of the L facing the street.
There's kind of like three anchors in each of the ends or in the middle of the L. One anchor on one of the ends of the L, so to speak, is Performing Arts Center. On the other end of that L is Athletic. And then where the L joins, okay, at that corner, if you want to look at it that way, that's really where the entrance of the school is and the cafeteria, the social place of where our kids will interact.
Not just the district, but also other organizations have been criticized for building Taj Mahals in Bentonville. But Poor says you won't see this here. As with the other buildings constructed by the district since 2010, he says it will be a quality building, a source of pride, and not over the top, with a positive use of square footage. The ideal capacity for the new school is 2,250. Ideal capacity meaning that which a school is functioning at its very best.
Our current high school's ideal capacity is 3,700, yet we know that we have 4,200 kids in the building right now. So Is the current high school not functioning well? No, but it's crowded. So we've exceeded the ideal capacity and we're still functioning.
Poor says that numbers have yet to be determined, but projects the high school to open with about 1,500 students, while allowing it to grow gradually each year in response to the growing community to the south and west sides of the district. A team and construction management approach was utilized in the design to accommodate all of these students.
Which really means that our idea is that we want to have our folks, our school district and folks, working with a contractor and then working with an architectural team. And all three of them are working together and holding each other accountable and making sure that, you know, we don't go over budget and that we also create a design that's going to really be suitable for this type of learning environment.
The architecture firm is the local company Height Jackson, in addition to the firm DLR out of Kansas City and Flint & Co. Poor says the teams work almost like a triangle to facilitate talking and thinking and sort of check one another's ideas. The new high school will be located on Gamble Road in Centerton on 90 acres, and where the district already has an elementary school. Bentonville School District actually encompasses 9 different communities, including parts of Springdale, Rogers, Cave Springs, Centerton, and Bella Vista, though official boundaries have yet to be drawn for this new high school.
My recommendation to the board has been for us to do a boundary study over the course of the summer and then try to share that in early next fall. And really, we'd probably do a boundary that would encompass not just for the new high school, but for all of our schools, because we're in need of tweaking that boundary as we grow and the community keeps on expanding.
They also hope to break ground this summer, as early as July, with classes beginning in August of 2016. The school board hopes to announce an official name and mascot next week. Mascots could be Wolverines, Jaguars, Falcons, Diamond Cutters, and Barracudas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.